Yo, 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 what up, Animal Kingdom? How we doing?
Yay.
Yeah, you like that?
We're doing okay.
Clearly, I'm the MC for tonight, and my name is Jillian. And you are?
And I am Matt.
Thank you.
I don't like that I'm just Matt.
Well.
Like, you're Jillian, that's...
My name.
Three syllables.
Oh. You have two syllables, but you just didn't say them.
It could be Matthew.
Yeah,
nah. But that sounds too formal.
Yeah, no one likes that.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Matthew, and
Snort, that's not what people do.
This is the What's This podcast, and Matthew.
You should just talk like you have a stick up your ass the whole time.
I thought I did.
Oh, well, you should just continue to do what you do, I guess.
All right, just do what I do.
Doodly-do. Howdy-doody time.
Not this time.
I don't know what that is. Is that a show?
It's a show. Television
show.
It's
Howdy Doody time.
Woody from Toy Story is based on Howdy Doody.
Is that a lie?
It is. I don't believe it's a lie.
It could be true. It could be false.
It was a puppet. He was a puppet.
Yeah, Howdy Doody I know what was he was. Puppet. Yeah. I mean, he was in that like...
I'd be shocked if Woody wasn't based off of Howdy Doody.
He's based on a cowboy, isn't he?
Yeah, but Howdy Doody was based in the Old West there.
Right. So are cowboys.
Like, all right, and Woody's
so
a cowboy.
So maybe he's based on John Wayne.
I don't think so.
John Wayne Airport.
John Wayne is a tough guy. Woody's not a tough guy.
Was the other cowboy?
Dirty Harry?
No. The one in Great Movie Ride is John Wayne, and what's the other one? Fuck, why can't they think of it?
Howdy, Pilgrim.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, Pilgrim.
That's still John Wayne, though.
Damn it! What's the other guy I'm thinking of?
I don't know.
Oh, these people are going to be so mad that I'm not mentioning who it is. Fuck. What is his name?
Is it John Wayne Gacy?
John Wayne Jr., the other cowboy. Now I have to look up cowboys. What the fuck, man?
Do you have to look it up?
Cowboy.
It's got nothing to do with what we're doing.
Because I don't want to be or not mention it.
We can be wrong. Someone said they would do a...
Yeah, Jerry should just like, he always complains that we're wrong about everything, so I told him he should just correct us on
That's
everything.
That's kind of our MO. Someone else said they would do a...
Yeah, Scott B. can have his own little excerpt too.
Yeah, if
like,
he recorded for us, we'd and send
us
in.
A recording and we'll put it in. It's not that hard.
You can just do an actually...
Yeah, and actually...
And we'll play that.
And look up famous cowboys,
That'd
I guess.
Be fucking better for us because it would take up some time.
And I'd actually
and
learn
have to
something
because
we're not really we're not teaching things here. We're not
I wouldn't learn anything
giving correct
I don't know if
factual like information ever.
That's true.
Billy the Kid.
Billy
Holy
the Kid.
Fuck what?
Jesse James?
Thinking of.
Are you thinking of real cowboys or are you thinking of...
No, actors.
Oh, actors.
I don't fucking know. It doesn't... someone's going to have to... Or I'll find it next time.
Who played Jesse James in Outlaws?
I don't know.
Colin Farrell. Are you thinking of Colin
Farrell?
Colin Farrell.
That was it. He's in Great Movie Ride. I know it. That's what I'm thinking of.
Are you thinking of the guy who like, drives the ride?
Oh, the cast member. Yes, that
because
was it.
I don't know if he's got a specific name.
I don't even know how to like Google this. Okay, it's John Wayne.
You
John
literally
Wayne,
just type in "Great Movie
I did
Ride
Cowboy Actors." I did that. It didn't work. I mean, I see his face. Clint Eastwood.
That's
Got
the
it.
Gentleman.
Yay! Everyone's mad at me.
Now, had you said the gorillas?
Is he in Great Movie Ride?
Had you said the gorilla song, I would have known what you were talking about.
There's also Roy Rogers, Gene Autry, Randolph Scott, Gary Cooper. Ben Johnson, Sam Elliott. Oh, Sam Elliott. I've seen him in something.
Is Clint Eastwood in The Great Movie Ride?
Yes. I'm 90%
sure. Wait. Clint Eastwood plays Dirty Harry.
Yes.
Dirty Harry.
Oh. Whoops. I've never seen Dirty Harry, so agree to disagree.
All right. I guess I should have said his real name.
Yeah,
I thought you were talking about the actual cowboy character.
You know, I've never seen like Roadhouse and everything like that. I don't think I've seen like any of these movies, but...
I don't think I've ever seen Roadhouse.
Roadhouse
with Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, I've never seen that. So I mean, that's something.
That's something we
so
need to
see. There's something that I could have not said
at
all.
Well, holy shit, we're not on topic at all.
No, but that's how it goes. Well, welcome to What's This Podcast.
We already did that.
No, I didn't. I just said, "What up, Animal Kingdom?" Woo!
And then you made me introduce
myself.
No
one said what was up. No one answered.
Because It's a trick question. No one ever knows what's up.
Do we have any listeners? Are you out there?
Why can't I
hear you?
That's what makes them so beautiful is they're listeners.
They're not
silent. They're not speakers.
Oh, they're listeners. They're not speakers.
Correct.
And talkers and yellers screamers.
They've got no voice.
Oh, we're asking them to get a voice and they fucking don't call in or anything.
Yeah, fuckheads.
You fucks. Today we're going back to MGM Studios. Woo!
One of my favorite studios.
One of the only studios.
It is the only studios.
Because Universal doesn't exist.
Well, that's not true.
It's not Disney, but
it doesn't exist in the What's This Universe.
Not yet, anyways.
Wait a second. Are you telling me we're going to Universal?
I'm going there. You don't have to come along for the ride. I could just talk to myself the whole time.
On this podcast?
Yeah. Holy shit, I've said this before.
Yeah, but I don't want to go there.
Yeah, I don't want to.
It's
too scary.
You know what I'll do? I'll just put a giant beep over everything you say about Universal.
Or every time I say Universal, it just says beep.
It'll just be one bleeped out
podcast.
Just
do it in this one instead so that they won't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I could be calling Holy Land and then you could beep that too so they won't know.
We're not going to discuss that. I don't know what the fuck that
is. If we run out of attractions, we'll go to Holy Land.
We're not going to run out of attractions. When we run out of attractions, we'll just fucking talk about Disney.
Or just call it.
Or we'll call it. We know when it's over.
Yeah. We've had a good run.
The good thing is attractions are always being retired.
That's true. They just retired Wishes, so we have to put that on there in 2 days.
All the wishes.
Something else closing, isn't there?
Yeah.
Okay. That was a good little chat there. So in theming with our Muppets themed show today, that's right, we're going to MGM Studios and we're going to do 2 live shows from the Muppets.
Wait to spoil it for everyone.
It's in the show title. They're not going to read it and
that's
be like,
true.
Spoiler.
Can we take a second to discuss the show titles?
Why?
Is there anything else I should be doing?
No, we're just putting the rides.
Is that fine?
Yep.
Okay.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Everyone else does episode numbers and it's like, who gives a shit?
We don't do episode numbers.
What do you care what number
we
it
don't
is?
Give
You're
going
to listen to it anyway, so shut the hell up.
Yeah, you don't have to listen to this in any particular order.
Right. If you either heard it or you don't.
If you like the Muppets, you'll listen to the Muppets episode.
Mm-hmm. Or you listen to all of them because you like all of them.
That's true. Listen to all of them. But if you like the Animal Kingdom, you listen to the Animal Kingdom
episodes.
If you
like old creepy Magic Kingdom parades, then this is right up your alley, you know, the second episode or whatever.
I wish there was a Haunted Mansion
parade.
Ride. Oh, hell yeah.
Well, that's part of the Halloween party is they do a Halloween
Haunted Mansion parade?
Float. They have 2 of them.
Yeah, but I wanted just a whole... I want a Haunted Mansion ride that is retired so we can watch it and do it on this podcast, but there isn't one.
Yeah.
So we can't.
I don't think there is. And I probably don't think there ever will be, but there could be an old version, you know.
Oh, could be an old version. I doubt it, but...
So what I was saying was we're going to do a quick video of, we're actually going to do a brief stop at Epcot before we hop on over to Hollywood Studios, MGM Studios.
How come we're going
to
do that?
Because there is the Mobile Muppet Labs, which I have been to Disney 3 times in the past like 6 months, and I have not caught this at Epcot.
Is this extinct?
No. So it was there in like 2007, I want to say. And
it was quite a long time ago.
It for like a few days and they brought it back last year. And it's just like, it's a Bunsen Honeydew, which is one character, unlike someone who was saying Bunsen and Honeydew.
Who was saying that?
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that person. And Beaker.
Oh, I remember now.
Yeah, and Beaker, and they kind of go in this little spaceship type lab thing. And they come out of where Interventions is, you know, in Epcot in the beginning, right in between Spaceship Earth and the Fountain of Nations.
I know exactly where that is. It's near Figment.
No, it's before Figment, Interventions.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And no, you didn't. And it's like Push. It's like they walk around with a couple lab coat people and they talk and I think do audience participation, but that's what we're here for. We're going to find out.
It's like Push. The talking trash barrel.
Better.
But 1,000 times better.
Well, we'll see. We haven't seen it
yet. That's true. But
we could see this at our next trip, but I'm assuming it's always different, but depending on the crowd and stuff. So I just wanted to get a little taste.
I'm implying that it's 1,000 times better because it's recognizable characters.
I love Push, though. I miss him.
He was obnoxious and annoying.
Well, I guess they replaced him with like a robot on a Segway now. How is that better?
Well, that depends on the robot. Is it a sex robot?
It should be, but I don't know if you can put anything in it. We can try.
I'm not worried about anything. There's a just will, one there's thing a way. I'm worried about.
There's always a will.
So are we watching this? Am I putting this on?
Just press play. Again, you can watch this on whatsthispodcast.com/watch.
Correct.
And while we're waiting for the video, okay.
Hello,
I'll plug things up.
Hello!
Hello! Oh, the guy just walks right in front of it. He's like, nope, don't care.
Like, what the fuck is this?
I need to get to food and warm for...
Goddamn Muppets are in my way. Now, Bunsen, he looks very good.
He does, he?
Meeper.
Meeper. Beaker.
Hello. Beaker.
He goes, meep.
Say hi, Beaker. He's not moving very well.
He is not moving. I think he's pedaling.
His eyes move a little bit.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yeah, his head. Oh, he works.
Yeah, but it's not as impressive as the Bunsen.
How do they move? Is there puppeteers in there, or?
It's probably a robot.
Is this magic?
No magic. Magic doesn't
exist. Magic.
Time to have
fun. Oh my god, guy, get a fucking good video. Oh, he's
hello.
Right in front of him. Holy shit, he's close.
As you well know,
oh, the
Dr.
little
Bunch,
spaceship has like a
do?
Face on the
this
front. That's so cute.
Oh, you're right, it does.
Beaker.
Yay, Beaker.
What the fuck, Beaker? You didn't meep?
Also with us are our intrepid interns.
Intrepid?
Let's have a hand for
Newton
and Einstein.
I bet they have the same name every time, even though it's not really
Newton and what?
Hello.
Einstein.
Now we are from
I like Fig Newtons.
Feinstein.
For many years,
woo! Oh, they have an applause sign. That's why people were clapping.
Isn't that right, Beaky?
Beaky.
That doesn't sound like Beaker at all.
Mr. Mickey Mouse himself.
Oh, Mickey Mouse.
I know him.
There should have been an applause thing for Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
You excited about science.
Science.
Are you excited about science?
Oh, that's where the Figment topiary is right now.
I told you it was near Figment.
No, it's not near Figment.
So to bring the thrill of the lab directly to you, I've invented this most remarkable vehicle. Introducing the Muppet Mobile Lab!
It's essentially...
Applause.
A segue on its own, right?
It fuels our passion for science.
How's it bouncing on two wheels? This is crazy.
It's a segue.
You see, Beaker has decided to leave Muppet Labs.
Oh, he's a quitter.
Anyhow, I guess it's no secret that...
they did the aw on the side.
Relationship
I like
with Beaker
that.
Very much.
Aw, why don't you cry about it?
You wuss.
All right, Jesus.
I like to see you go, Beaky.
What?
He yelled.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll miss you too.
All right. We get
that's
it.
Enough. No
hold it together.
That's right. There is no crying
well,
in science.
I may not see my colleague Beaker for a long time. Yes, his bags are packed.
Aww.
And he's decided to take a long trip.
Where's he going?
Mimi.
But, as I always
I
say,
don't know where he's
science
going.
Makes your life easier. That's why this invention is perfect for Beaker's
what happened there?
Big
there was a pause.
Invention.
I'm proud to share with you the Vacation Tron.
Oh, hell yeah.
Is this recorded? This is kind of...
What do you
thought they were going to talk in real life, but
allow
I guess it's recorded.
Oh, you mean to, like, vote?
Yeah. Oh,
they
maybe
might.
They will right now.
As safe as anything we've ever done at Muppet Labs.
I guess this could be a guy talking.
Here we go.
It sounds
we're
a lot like Bunsen.
No, it's definitely Bunsen
and
Beaker.
Well, it could just be someone doing the voice like Bunsen.
And it can't be London. Without fog.
Oh, it's fogging. That's cute.
You won't even know you're not really in England at all.
Oh, it feels like I'm in England because there's fog coming out of the spaceship. Oh.
Next comes Alaska.
What's this going to be? Oh,
yes,
snow! It's snowing!
Well, that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's cute.
It's not really snow, folks. It's just a little
bit
of
fog. I want
cloud.
A little snowflake. I'm going to grab one after.
It's glitter.
Oh, wait, I'm not there.
It's not glitter. It's... Paper.
It was paper snowflakes.
Yes, Africa. To see the most famous
Africa has music. Oh, he's spraying people. Ah!
Now that's pretty cool.
I like it.
And finally, we travel to Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Warning.
Yes, Indonesia.
What's bad about Indonesia? Oh, he's spraying shit.
Everyone pees on the floor in Indonesia.
Do they?
That's the problem with Indonesia.
Uh-oh. I think that thing's going to explode. Nope.
Oh! Volcano.
What the hell's wrong with the Beaker?
a trip around the world in under a minute and a half.
That was amazing.
Very nice. Very nice.
Well,
yay.
Wasn't science fun?
That was it.
The most fun I've ever had.
Hey, everyone, let me hear you. How did you like that experiment, huh?
Eh.
Boo. Nice.
It was okay.
After seeing what it's like out in the world, you'll probably want to stick around after all, eh?
Hey. Isn't that Canadian?
The experiment made you want to leave.
Did he just say what?
The what?
Oh, dear.
Did Beaker just talk?
No. Well, no, I didn't hear him.
Everyone, it looks like Beaker really is leaving Muppet Labs. We'll begin the search for his replacement soon, but first...
Bye, Beaks.
Beaker, I think it would be fitting for you to share some parting words with us.
Oh, yeah?
Would you like to hear Beaker say what's in his heart, everybody?
Yeah, but he's probably just going to say meep.
Yes, please.
Oh, I think Beaker needs a little encouragement.
No.
Come on, everyone, let's cheer him on.
That'd be the worst crowd to do this
with.
Beaker looks like he's terrified at all times.
I wonder how many times they have to clean up after this thing a day. Talks a lot.
He says me mop.
Oh, Beaker.
And he's not wrong.
Why are
you so articulate?
Don't clap.
Everyone, wasn't that so fantastic?
Quite a delight.
No.
It was a delight to hear him speak.
Are you there, sir, in the plaid green shirt with the dark spectacles?
Yep, definitely someone talking.
Hello there.
Dark
spectacles.
Nice to meet you. Tell me,
what's
your name? Not green,
first?
It's definitely blue.
Grant, it's nice to meet
Grant.
You, Grant. What was
That's
your
a stupid
favorite
name.
Part of the speech?
The meep.
The meep, that's my favorite part, too.
Mine, too. How do you know?
You know, we seem to be on the same wavelength, actually. You know, Grant, you may have the makings of a future lab assistant.
Ooh,
let me ask you a few questions.
I don't think he'll fit up there.
Where are you from?
He's like fucking 300 pounds.
Oh, yes. Well, me too!
What?
He's from Fairmont.
And, Grant, what's your favorite color?
Fairmont?
Blue.
You don't know your favorite color?
Me too!
Fucking six-year-old would have
what a weirdo.
Answered
so
first.
Common, Grant, and now,
what's the first question I ask anybody I meet? What's your favorite color?
Weldon. Me too!
Oh my god, it's like you're the same person.
Weldon is not my middle name. Actually, Weldon is my cat's middle name!
His middle name is Weldon?
Weldon.
Get the hell out of here.
I think he's lying.
Everyone cheer for my new lab assistant and my new best friend. And, what was your name again? Grant!
Haha, he didn't even know his best friend's name.
Grant!
Oh, that didn't catch on.
Down from there now. We found your replacement.
No?
Einstein, help him down off the lab.
Beaker's got some skinny legs, huh?
Don't be so jealous, Beaker. This is what you wanted. Beaker, don't do this. Don't spin the lab.
Don't spin it. Don't you dare. Don't you do that.
What do you mean you changed your mind?
You can't change your mind. You have to go. This spinning in circles.
It'd be awesome if Grant just fucking knocked this thing over now. He's like, I'm the assistant.
Yeah, I have to get up.
Really? You mean it? Oh, Beaker, well, this is wonderful news. I knew you'd never leave me.
Aw, well, that's nice.
You know, I'm sure you'll
Bye,
make
Grant.
A wonderful lab assistant someday. Let's everyone
no,
give
won't.
Grant a round of applause.
Grant will never
Come on, Grant Weldon.
Grant won't amount to a thing.
Oh, and everyone
applause.
Also
Why don't
Beaker
they use the other sign?
Yeah, I want to see the boo.
Boo.
Maybe together, Beaker, we could show some of these fine folks one last invention before we leave, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it's about time you did
you
something.
Say? Just to show how fun science can be, everyone.
Fun.
Huh? Great. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you affected by the onslaught of colds and allergies,
Ew.
I'm excited to introduce the anti-sneeze ray. Sneezes
Interesting.
Will soon become a thing of the past.
I like sneezing.
I don't sneeze very often.
It feels good to sneeze.
Now I simply pull this lever to release a cloud of carpet dust.
Oh, that sounds sexy. Oh. What was that?
Carpet dust.
What the hell are those? Pecker? He's gonna add a pecker.
It's carpet munching with some peckers.
Hold on. Now the mighty invisible beams from this powerful ray gun will stop the
Invisible.
Dead in its tracks.
Who is gonna sneeze? Oh, Meeper. Or meep beaker. Why do I keep saying meeper? Sneeze.
If it were up to me, I would sneeze success. On command right
he
here.
He didn't sneeze. He didn't sneeze. The anti-sneeze ring really works. Is that a sneeze? Oh, God, his hair came off.
The fuck happened to him?
His shirt came off, too.
Side effects of this invention may include losing your wardrobe.
Ooh. That machine was quite sexy.
You take this one to the club.
I don't think I need to spend some time at Epcot doing this. If I happen to see it while I eat or whatever, fine. Or drink.
That was not as fun as I thought it was going to be.
I thought it was
going
to be cooler.
You'll catch a cold. Good thing you got that anti sneeze ray.
All right, we don't have to follow him. Hooray!
Apparently we do. We've got almost a minute left.
No, I'm good. He's not doing anything. He's just playing music. Okay. All right. That was, yeah.
Well, that sucked.
Yeah, that wasn't very good. I thought it was going to be more interactive. I guess they can't be because they are Muppets. Would you like to know what's coming up next?
They did a good job. No. Let's discuss it a little bit. They did a good job of hiding who was talking.
Yeah, I didn't see him, but I probably would have if I was there.
With Trash Barrel, I knew who was talking all the time.
It's not Trash Barrel.
Him and I, we were very close friends. His real name was Trash.
No, it was not. It was a lie. I like Push.
All right. I mean,
I
he
miss
wasn't
him.
Spectacular, but he wasn't
was funny,
awful.
He
so.
Had the, like... He had this really high voice, and he went like this. I didn't sound anything like him.
Lots of people have a high voice.
No, that's like Stitch or something.
Yeah, okay.
Well, okay. Oh, fucker. Lost my page. Okay, so we're going to do the first show is Here Come the Muppets at MGM Studios. Opened May 25th, 1990. And it ran until September 2nd, 1991. So, a little over a year.
Was it in 3D?
Nope. It was the walk-around version of the Muppets. So, these are actual people in Muppets uniform costume things.
Is it at the same place as the current?
It was where now the Voyage of the Little Mermaid is.
Oh, okay. So, it's more of a play than anything
else. I believe it was
else.
Outside at the beginning.
Okay. All right, this might be cool.
Yeah, so we'll start with this, and then we'll go on to the next show. So here we go.
I just looked at this little preview right here, and it's terrifying.
Yeah, I'm quite scared of these big furry like Muppets. I like them tiny sized, like a little smaller than my size. Oh, you need to skip ahead to 248, I believe.
I think you mentioned that.
I did,
in the
and
message.
You did not do that. How dare you?
How dare you?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you. Everybody, Merry Christmas.
That was perfect.
Merry Christmas. Okay, so there's a little pre-show with Ralph. Ralph. I have a pin with Ralph. He has a watch on.
Of all the Muppets, Rolf is the
most relatable,
most sexually advanced.
That too. I'm trying to listen to him.
According to one of the songs I've heard.
Fucking people are talking over the pre-show. Oh, Sam Eagle.
Sam Eagle.
It's Swiss. Oh, he has holes in his Swiss Army watch or whatever. Swiss. Hey. Oh. I want to watch the pre-show, not this sign, dude.
It's a beautiful sign.
Jesus Christ. Oh, God, now there's a fucking filter on top of the fucking video.
Trying to get fancy, huh, bro?
God. Ooh, love song.
Oh my god, that's a terrifying Kermit. Me too. That's not a Muppet.
Nothing, Mickey. Listen, I gotta run. Bye now.
Oh, fuck, terrible. We missed some.
I can't be this
He was on the phone with Mickey.
I know. The gang can't be far.
That's not a fucking Muppet.
He did one number.
This is your Walt Disney World picture phone operator. How may I be of assistance?
He's on Skype.
Well, you see...
Maybe you'd like a reservation at the Chef's de France restaurant.
De France.
Hell yeah.
Frog's legs.
Oh, shit.
Look, you don't understand.
Sir... We at the phone company are trained to be understanding.
No, you're not.
Oh, good. Well, I'm trying to reach Miss Piggy.
Would that call be person to person?
No, it's more like frog to pig.
Frog to pig. To each his own. I'll connect you.
Bonjour.
They're not even funny jokes.
Bonjour. Oh, God. She has blackface on.
Where are you?
Oh, Kermit, I am so
sorry. It's so blackface. Oh, look
with,
at that puppy.
Some of these Disney executives, you know,
should Oh, we can see you.
Piggy, this is a picture phone. Oh. We can see you.
That's what I said.
I'll be right there.
Great.
Okay, that's one done.
Walt Disney World picture phone system. We need that.
We all need that.
Oh, God, the fucking operator again.
Can you please connect me to Fozzie Bear?
Oh, my. Aren't we in a rush? Proper phone connections take time.
I'm sorry.
You don't know what sorry is.
Oh, yeah?
What the fuck does that mean?
Is that a threat?
Hello?
Fozzie, where are you?
Kermit! Oh, Kermit! I don't know where I am. I'm sorry, but I cannot make it to the show.
He looks like he's in a prison.
And totally and utterly lost!
He's lost.
Fozzie, see that green door behind you?
Yes.
Go through it.
He's just backstage.
Okay. I'm going through it!
There he is.
Oh, Fozzie.
He's not lost. You're lost, too.
This is the stage. Look.
My God, he's so big and scary.
How come they're not Muppets?
I don't know. Why couldn't they just do this as a Muppet show?
Oh, good.
It's so weird. Kermit's hands are so big. And he's using them so much.
They shouldn't, they shouldn't
be.
Oh,
is that the monorail? Though. Wait. Oh,
yep.
Shit.
Yep, it was.
They cannot do that anymore. That
Why?
Monorail crashed right into the stage. It's not the purple one, though, so...
Why can't they do that anymore?
Because the purple one crashed and killed a bunch of people.
Oh.
So, like, they won't even make merchandise with the purple line monorail.
That's probably why they stopped this one.
No, this is way before, I think, but still. I didn't think an actual monorail would crash into the place. Oh, the band's all here.
I don't think I ever want to ride on the monorail again.
Nah, it's fine. Oh, he's pushing the monorail back. Yeah, get rid of it. What the fuck? This is better not be all cut up. I don't know. I couldn't find any fucking videos of this, so...
So you gotta make do with what you get,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, whatever. They're dancing. Ooh, shaking his bum.
That rabbit should be
Oh
like,
my god, Bean Bunny is huge. It's so scary.
That, he should be like a fifth of the size he is.
Yeah, why couldn't he be like a small girl like Mickey is or something? I don't know. Mr. Bear.
Mr.
Bear! Yay! Too much wine. Oh god, Bean and Bunny, you need to go away. You're too scary.
They all need to go away. They're all terrifying.
He has gray hair. Oh my god. And he has like a sweater.
Fozzie's the least terrifying and he's the biggest.
Yeah. Oh, wait, Gonzo's really short.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. Why is he shorter than Bean Bunny? Ay. Fucking Kermit's like in his PJs. I guess that's supposed to be a suit, but he looks like he's in like bananas and pajamas.
It is my great privilege to introduce Hughes, a performer I've known for a long
time. I like that show.
Yay.
In fact, we started together so long ago.
Ooh. And, yeah, stop talking, Frog.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Piggy.
Aww. Oh, she looks scary. How do they dance in this? It's such a huge costume. She has a huge head.
It's not a good...
Oh, she's probably not going to move. She'll trip. And their mouths don't move either, so it's really weird. Her mouth is just gaping open.
Her mouth is just always... She's just ready.
Yeah, she's constantly ready. Oh, they're all back.
Get Bean Bunny out of here.
Bunny, get that. Oh, they're fanning her with feathers. She just did the Macarena.
They're holding fans. They're not really fanning her.
No, I don't think they can actually see what's going on because they have such big heads.
I don't know how they
it
would
see
it. It
looks like her head's going to fall off, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it does.
It's like crazy.
It's like
bobbling.
Yeah, she's like a bobblehead.
Yeah. Oops, doing the Macarena again. And over and over and over. Wow, that's going to get some cabaret up in here. Yeah, take it off.
Please, please don't take it off.
She just covered up now. Imagine if she just took her dress off. That's something. I would watch that.
None of...
Striptease of all the Muppets.
You can barely... They're barely lifting their legs off the ground.
Yeah, I don't think she should move much or else she'll probably die. I'm just waiting for her head to fall off. God, her face is so scary.
Terrifying.
Her eyes are always pointing up. Up, up, up.
Nice.
Nice. Merry Christmas.
Yo, Kermit, my man.
Yo.
Yo.
We're going to need a couple of more seconds to
Dr.
get this stick swinging.
Huh? It's not Dr. T.
Well,
but...
animal ain't yeah. one of our
amplifiers. It's supposed to be.
No, Dr.
Oh,
T.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Aw, he ate the amplifier.
Improvise.
Aw, animal's so cute.
Improvise. Well, here's a nice little song you may have heard.
Here's a little ditty.
He's just going to sit
it's
down and sing.
Easy, me green.
Crossing his legs.
Having to spend each day the calmer of leaves.
How do they move the friggin' mouth? At least he moves his mouth. Doesn't look as weird.
If he didn't move his mouth, I don't know how the guy would see. Or the woman.
How does he move it while he's like, you know, using his hands? So I don't get it.
And money.
Nice little video in the background. Oh, Fozzie. Oh, Gonzo. I mean, Bunny. Aw, this is nice. I like this.
I wish the guy stopped recording for this part.
Why?
Because this sucks.
Aw, I like this song. I'm green.
I like It's Not Easy Being Green, too, but this version sucks.
Aw, they're all helping. Oh, August 21st, 1990. That date just showed up.
What a terrible time to be alive.
Where I was then. Florida Vacation. I didn't know you could label your VHSs like that. Oh, 12:14 p.m. Is he just pressing buttons?
Of course he is.
Is that the end?
That's the end of that song.
I wanted a finale. I hope this guy doesn't cut it.
I wonder if the band is ready now.
I hope so.
Rolf.
Oh, there's instruments are lighting up. That's so cool. Janice, Jesus.
Where's Dr. T?
He must be on the left on the keyboards, right?
The name of the band is Dr. T.
Over there. Move over the little camera a little bit. There he is.
There he is. There's my man.
Yeah. He's drumming on his head. Yeah.
You think those are real instruments not plugged in?
Nope. I think they are pieces of wood.
Those are definitely real drums.
But that's easy. He's not actually playing them.
Yeah, I'm not saying he is.
That guy's not playing the sax.
I know they're not really playing them.
Oh, it's lighting up. That's so cool. Oh, I like it when the lights go out. Janice is just there to, like, dance. Shout. Oh, I like this song. Yeah, shout.
Oh, the pigs are there.
Oh, the piggy. She's wearing a short skirt.
When the hell did you get here?
Or she shaved her legs. Shout. Shout. A little bit cuter now. He'll never get cuter.
Well, when he gets smaller,
yeah,
he does.
Yeah, when he's smaller, he's cuter. This reminds me of Animal House.
Reminds me of Full House.
It reminds me of... they played this at, like, every elementary school dance we had.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
We didn't have elementary school dances.
This is so fun. Look at fucking Kermit's got like those Macho Man tassels on his sleeves. You see that?
Yeah.
Oh, they all do. They're all wearing matchy things. All right. Shout. 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 Oh. Fozzie's a little effeminate. Oh, so is Bean Bunny. They're wearing like vests.
The rhythm is entirely off.
Encore. He looks like he's in the Brady Bunch with that jacket on. With all the tassels on the sleeves. Bye, bye. Yeah, bye, Bean.
Bye, everyone. Tuesday. Get off the stage.
Oh, Kermit. See ya. I wish we saw most of that. I think we did see most of it. I think we missed a bit of that. But
now, what's this next one? Or do you want to talk about that one?
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, it wasn't...
It was terrifying. If I saw that as a child, I would have been terrified.
I think they did like meet and greets too, and that's kind of weird. Like, I'm pretty sure there's people with pictures of like Kermit and Miss Piggy like that.
The Muppets should be smaller than...
I agree.
An adult human.
That'd be like if you put BB-8 in, but he was like your size.
He was bigger. Yeah.
Like, that wouldn't make any sense.
If there was someone inside of him, no thank you.
They're doing Tiny Groot too. A baby Groot.
I don't know how I feel about that.
A meet and greet and
I'd rather big
Star-Lord, but I mean Star. Is that it? Did I say that right?
Star-Lord, yeah.
But he just looks like a regular guy pretty
much. Which makes sense. He's probably going to be like a Kylo Ren type thing. He'll have like a weird voice.
No, he didn't have his mask on.
No mask?
No.
Better be Chris.
He should wear his mask because then, like,
then
the cast member doesn't
Chris
look
Pratt.
Like him. Yeah. It's really hard to look like Chris Pratt.
That's true.
Like, I haven't
very
seen anyone
distinct
that looks
look.
Like him. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, I like that. I like the ending at least. I like Shout.
Yeah, Shout. We
shout
all have to shout.
Really loud now. All right. Now we're doing what replaced Here Come the Muppets, which is. Oh, hold on. Uno momento, por favor.
What are you looking up?
We are doing Muppets on Location, Days of Swine and Roses. And it was a live show at MGM. Open September 16th, 1991, and closed 1994. So this was good 3 years there. And it was in the outdoor location near Muppet Vision 3D. So I think this is...
Was Muppet Vision there at the same time?
Yes. I think Muppet Vision was there when the park opened. Unfortunately, that hasn't changed a bit, so we can't do it.
So
on
Muppet
the show.
Vision was there during the show we just saw.
Yes, I believe so. I'm not going to say 100%.
Why do you need two Muppet shows?
Because this was a live show.
Yeah, but the Muppet show was good. Muppet Vision is good.
Yes.
That show was not good.
Well, some people might have liked it. I liked parts of it.
All right. I'm going to press play.
Yep.
Attention. We are about
Merry
to
Christmas.
Begin filming for Jim Henson's Muppets on Location.
Ooh, it's like a film
Can
set.
We please have quiet on the set?
Quiet on the
yeah,
set.
Yeah, 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 definitely.
Quiet on the set. Move. Oh, I miss how Hollywood Studios used to look. Oh, God, there's like stuff strewn all over the place. You see that?
Looks very decrepit.
That's awesome. I can tell this is going to be better already.
I don't like these adult-sized things.
I think the animal looks fine. He looks, I mean, Sweetums is that big.
Sweetums is fine because Sweetums is that big all around.
Janice looks creepy. At least Janice has her guitar now.
She looks creepy all the time.
I don't know what that other guy's name is. The Chung guy type thing.
Oh, this one's skipping too.
Fuck.
This one's skipping a lot.
I don't know what's going on.
What is she doing?
Oh, fuck.
What the fuck is going on?
Well, I should have watched more of this, I guess. Alright, well, I'm not watching it like this because this fucking sucks. No, I'm not watching clips of it.
Sorry, are you asking me to stop it?
Yeah, we'll have to find a new video of this and try it again some other time because I'm not watching it, like, skip it. That's insane. Why would you skip all of it? Why would I want to watch bits and pieces of it? Fuck that.
How the life goes on.
Yeah, see, I want to watch all those songs. I don't want to watch fucking bits and pieces of them.
It just shows you the very end of everything.
Yeah, why the hell would I want that? That was super. You guys were fantastic. So it's probably like a half-hour show.
It's probably a real long show.
What the fuck, man?
All right, I'm stopping it.
Yeah, what was that, the end? We're not even halfway through the fucking video.
It was just the end of that song.
Do you want to try looking one up real quick, or... That looked like a good video until it fucking starts skipping. We'll try one more time, but if not, we'll just do, it's funny to watch you, try to be behind the mic and...
The keyboard is very far away from
me. Yeah. So that's the one I tried. Oh, fuckers.
This is going to be a lot more difficult than we thought it was
going
to be.
Holy shit. I also didn't look on Martin's vid, so it could be on there. Muppets on Location. Fuck.
This one says 25 minutes and 20 seconds.
We can try it. It looks like it's on old film, but that's all right. The top one.
I understand that. my mouse is acting funny.
Ho-ho.
I'm just trying to see if there's a better looking one.
No. Oh, I don't know what that one is.
Oh, what's this one?
Ugly fucking bitch talking about it, I guess.
It doesn't work because they can't see it. Alright, so let's try this one. It doesn't look like it, though.
No, it doesn't. Looks like it's at night, too.
Well, that's the same.
Make it a little louder. Open!
Is that good?
Movies. Yeah. Movie. All right. Starting the same. Oh,
this is
chapter one.
They
just had to manually move the drum set out. It looks so weird. And then they ran away from him. Wow. Wow.
Hey, dude. How you doing?
Hey, dude. It was weird that, like, they started filming this part and then they were like, fuck it.
Yeah, he was just like, I've had enough.
Yeah, no. You only want to see bits and pieces of the show. You don't want to see the whole damn thing. This isn't even... I don't know where this video camera came from. I feel like my parents had a better one in like 94. Oh, this is probably 94, but it's like,
I believe this is 1991.
Oh, this is like the old film from like the 70s. Floyd Pepper? Is that what she said?
That's what I heard.
Sounds like Tommy Chong.
Bring on Dr. T.
Zoop?
Zoop.
Is that what he said?
He's zooping in and out.
Zoop, zoop. Fearless leader. Hey. Oh, yeah. Can you just stay zoomed in, dude? You can't see anything when you back up.
Yeah, we're not looking for a fucking Martin Scorsese.
Seriously, you don't produce
the video here. Just make sure you keep everything in the screen.
Hooray!
We'll
is that the song? Yay! Ooh.
I'm starting to get why the other guy skipped ahead.
Oh. Oh, Fozzie! I don't see him. Why is this so dark? Is it like midnight? Oh, he has a little clippy thing. I go like this. Mm-hmm. Is he the director? I thought Kermit was the director.
He's the guy holding the clipboard.
Oh, yes. Is it a click? What is it? Clicker?
No, there's a legitimate name for it.
Yeah, there is. Ooh, explosions. Ooh, the great Gonzo. Oh, he's on fire.
That's dangerous.
Is he gonna go out of the cannon? Oh my god, the dance he's doing.
It's called the clapper board.
Clapper. Hi-ho! Hi, Kermie. Can't see him at all. He's in the fucking dark.
Yeah, he blends in very well.
Why is it so dark, dude?
Has anyone seen Miss Piggy?
Where is she? Everybody. No Bean Bunny. I don't want him. He's so scary. No, everybody. No one knows him.
I truly hate these full-sized Muppets.
Oh my god. Come out. Oh god. Oh, hit it. Oh, he drove Miss Piggy, I guess, to in her pink Cadillac type thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, a big welcome for Miss Piggy. Yay. Fuck you, Miss Piggy. Fuck you.
Fucking head is so big.
Holy shit, he's even bigger than normal.
Oh my god. Oh, there is a cannon.
There better be a cannon. Gonzo's in this.
Woo!
Hi, everybody.
Still only chapter one.
Hey, everybody. He's not even talking to anybody.
Nice of you to join us, Miss
Hi, my name's Bean. What's yours? Want to be best friends?
Could we get started, Miss Piggy? Our movie is already
Yeah, can
right
we?
Away.
Jesus Christ.
I just need a teensy touch of makeup.
Did you say makeup?
It's just a teensy bit. Oh. Slapped her with the pom-pom thing.
Anytime.
Oh, he's so creepy. Ew, he has ginger hair this time. He doesn't have gray hair. Ah, he looks even worse.
This is tough to watch. And not because of the video quality.
Oh, choking.
You're working in a flower shop.
Oh.
And most important, you're allergic to flowers.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Ah, chew.
Okay, everybody ready? Ready on camera? Ready with props?
Ready.
Ready. Oh, who's that guy? Oh.
Bye, dude.
He's off the stage.
Okay, now, all you folks out there in the audience,
audience are going to be extras in our movie.
Yay! Whenever Piggy
sneezes, I want you all to yell Gesundheit.
Okay,
got it?
I'm doing it. Gesundheit!
Great!
Good, because I don't like it, Bossy. I hate that.
It's the same thing.
Okay, ready?
Is it?
All
yeah.
Three. Oh. Everybody yell action, okay?
You one, are so two, good three, looking.
Action!
Oh my god, her hair. So fucking bad. Oh, it moves a lot. So crimpy and creepy. Oh, Gesundheit.
That was a sneeze?
I didn't even notice.
He's going to make it even more.
He's going naked?
A naked pig.
He's going naked. What?
I don't know what she said, yeah.
But he's my man, just be saying no.
Aww.
He's never around here when there's work to
what?
Do.
What?
He's never around when there's work to do.
Oh.
Never around here when there's work to do. Guys.
That's not nice.
Julia Fax.
Why
he's
is she
lazy.
Being a cunt to Kermit? He gave her a fucking starring role in his film.
She's a cunt to everyone.
What a bitch. Did he just give her a fish?
Slapped her with a
fuck?
Fish.
What the fuck is going on?
I caught you a delicious bass.
Oh, he threw another fish with her. Oh, chicken.
Thank you.
Thank you. What's Gonzo going to throw? Tomatoes?
He's going to shoot her with
a
cannon.
Oh, shit. He's going to shoot her. Oh, my God.
Great effect, huh?
I thought he was going to shoot her. What
it's like
the fuck?
It was like some ping pong Nerf shooting thing.
She is so awful looking. Oh, at least her mouth moves. Oh god, she's so scared. Oh, oh, oh! Oh my god!
Whoa!
Fuzzy just raped her.
Wow.
He fucked her.
He moved her into the appropriate position.
Yeah, but then
that
he shoved his cock
her.
In her ass real quick. Oh, no, he's humping something else.
No, he was getting humped there by Bean Bunny.
Oh, he's humped Bean Bunny. He's fucking everybody.
Miss Piggy? Piggy, are you okay?
Yeah, she just got a little raped. That's all.
Oh, good. Now, before we shoot the
she's,
big finale,
she's keeping quiet, though.
Let's take 10 while our stagehands get things ready. Piggy, don't you want to meet your fans?
I think she already met them.
Her biggest fan is Fozzie's penis.
Yeah, she met him. Kissy,
kissy. Just a moment.
Momento.
Hey, like Kermit, the band needs to do a little rehearsing.
Good
right
idea,
now?
Janice. While we take a break, you play some music.
For sure.
Okay.
Wait, they're taking a break?
Music.
While these folks make like rockets
folks.
And get close to the stars,
aww.
We are going to make some music.
Oh, God, that guy's ears almost fell off.
Hey,
I mean, his eyes.
Started.
His eyes are all crazy.
All the body parts look like they're barely hanging
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
One, two.
Oh,
one, two,
Mr.
Three,
Teeth's
four.
Tooth is really shiny.
Legitimately just
yeah.
glimmered.
It's so shiny. Balls of fire. La 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 la. Oh, now he's humping his keyboard.
Lots of humping.
Guitar.
Lots of humping. No, that's a keyboard.
He has his guitar on too.
Oh shit, he does.
Yeah, I don't know why he's at the keyboard with his guitar. Shouldn't it be the same thing?
Guitar makes a different noise.
Oh, okay. So he's playing both. He's going back and forth. Dr. Do It to It.
Uh-oh.
Oh god, Janice is going to get raped.
Keep your clothes on, Janice.
Oh, that guy's getting pretty close. Pull that skirt up. Oh, boy, this dancing is really bad. Great balls of fire. Yay. Oh, I'm going to do that dance.
Just going to move your legs
that.
Back and forth.
No, it's like you like shake them to both sides. I'm going to do that.
It's something you'd see Adam Sandler do.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Ah. Oh God, how long are they doing this dance for?
They're setting up the next scene.
Great balls of fire. It's not even the right, like, tune. I don't get it. All right. Goodness gracious, indeed. Sorry.
Sorry.
Floyd. Shitting movies? I love shitting movies on location.
Who doesn't?
Oh, God. He's doing another song. On the road again. I can't wait to get on the road again. That guy's eyes are going to fall off.
I hope so.
Music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
He's playing a BC Rich bitch. Nope, a BC Rich warlock.
Is that good?
No.
Oh. I only know the song because of fucking our friend used to do it at karaoke every single Saturday.
I was talking about the guitar.
I know, but I don't want anyone to think I actually know the words to the fucking Willie Nelson song.
There's nothing wrong with Willie Nelson.
Like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. Oh, Janice is getting into it. Oh. No one touches her. It's on the road again. Oh boy, this dancing. There's no saxophone. How is that guy playing? Oh, he has to go back up the stairs, but he can't do it backwards. Oh, he did it. He did it. Yay!
Nice. That was impressive.
That was skill. Considering he's not playing any notes.
It's weird that the slide guitar solo is being played on an electric guitar.
Square dancing. Who has a slide guitar?
No one here has a slide guitar, but they were doing a slide guitar solo.
Maybe the keyboard has it.
Oh, maybe.
Can't wait to get on the road. Isn't there a slide guitar where you can do it like on a table?
Most of them are played like that. It's easier.
Yeah, yeah. I like a slide guitar. Oh, maybe it was Janice.
A slide guitar is a regular guitar.
Yeah, but it sounds like...
That's because they put a slide on their pinky.
Oh, yeah. Your pleasure is my treasure. Oh, boy. Do you really? And no more.
Did you say 6 minutes?
6 whole minutes.
Jesus Christ. This would have been where I took my nap. She might be playing a BC Rich
the
bitch.
Saxophone. Zoot, zoot, zoot.
Zoot,
zoot. Oh, oh. Do I know this song? This isn't really a song. Isn't this just, it's a show. It's a show.
I don't know this.
Fucking forget.
Oh. Don't talk back.
No, I didn't mean that. Yeah, don't talk back.
This reminds me of that movie Andres with the seal.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Andre.
I haven't seen that in a long ass time. Why?
Because this song is in there.
Is
yuggity yuck. Don't talk back.
I thought it was on Ren and Stimpy too.
Could have been.
I think it was. I miss Ren and Stimpy. Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my god. Why would we give this guy a solo? Where did everybody else go?
He's playing the saxophone. You have to give him
playing
a solo.
The shit out of that saxophone. Oh, he's not even holding it. He's just playing it out of his mouth.
He's got them skills.
He is crazy. Zoop. Zoot. Whatever his name is.
Zoop.
Zoot.
I like Zoop.
Whoa, awesome, Zoop. Awesome. And we've still got 4 minutes to the finale. Oh, Christ.
Oh, come on.
How many songs left? Animal. All right, just let Animal go. Yay! Go for it, animal. Go for it. Go for it.
Wipe out.
Oh, I'd love that. What the fuck? What song is this?
Blue Moon.
Feelings. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, he's just yelling things.
Just words.
Yum, feelings, drums, feelings, music. Oh, yeah. express yourself. Don't mess yourself. Okay. Didn't really call for a drum solo, but...
They're not going to give me 4 minutes of this, right?
Boy. And... done. It's what now?
Wow, animal!
Oh, wow!
I didn't know you had that in you. I'm not...
Oh, yeah. It's about to be in you.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Say, Janice.
Thank you.
How about a number from you?
Okay, number 3.
Oh, a number.
That's how many minutes till the finale.
Oh, God, that was only a minute.
Oh, what a good joke.
I thought you were asking for a phone number.
But I think our cast and crew better start heading back to the set.
Yeah.
Right, Kermit? What you gonna play, Janice?
He didn't answer.
Oh, yeah, he said, fuck you, I don't care.
Shut up, Janice. What? Oh, this is another karaoke song that our friends always did.
Yep. Oh, bloody.
Oh, blada, life goes on, brah. La, la, life goes on. I love this song.
Oh, blada, life goes on. Widely considered the worst Beatles song of all time.
I love it. I wouldn't classify it as my least favorite. Oh, I thought you said a Twinkie, and now I'm kind of hungry for a Twinkie. Bloody, oh, blada, life goes on, brah. Oh, animal. No, no. No messing up the song. I wish, I wish there was people dancing or something.
Yeah, something better than this.
They're not even really dancing. They're just shuffling.
They're literally just killing time.
Oh, no,
time.
She's kicking. Yeah, I know. Is there anyone left in the audience? I feel bad for this guy filming. He's like, yay. I think he's on a tripod, too.
No, really? He's not. He's moving it too much to be on a tripod.
It seems steady. He's holding it? That's kind of worse.
It's on his shoulder, probably. It's
that's
one of those
heavy
ones.
Fucking like camera. Oh, everyone came back.
Jesus, this is 7 minutes.
Look, we gotta do everything. Oh, look, Kermit has a nice little hat on. Oh, so does Fozzie has his normal hat.
Fozzie's got his clacker board.
Oh, maybe Kermit had like a director's hat. Right. Yay!
Please be it.
Encore! Freebird!
It's 7 minutes of credits.
Oh, we have to watch the entire thing.
Fan-fucking-tastic!
Yay!
The guy who filmed this just lists himself as a bunch of different things.
Okay, everybody, it's time to shoot the big finale!
Oh,
finale.
Fuck you, Kermit.
Are you ready, Miss Piggy?
I'm ready.
Actually, what could use just a teensy bit of makeup?
I thought you'd say
yeah, slap her in the face again.
Have all night, Pig.
Okay, slap her.
Everybody, remember your cue. When Piggy sneezes...
Achoo! My head almost fell off. Jesus Christ. Fozzie, clapper.
Everybody yell action.
Action.
1, 2, 3.
Oops.
I nope,
suck
action.
At this.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
Jesus Christ. Ooh, it's getting sexy.
What a sexy. I wonder how that happened.
Indeed. Quite.
Can you save us, Piggy? Can you
never.
The flower shop? Can you go out there and be a star?
Be a star.
You better believe it, Buster.
You better believe it. Oh, she took it off.
Of course she did.
She is stripping.
What a slut.
She always wears gloves.
She's got ugly fingers.
Yeah, she's like self-conscious about them. I don't know this song. They're tapping! Yes! This dancing is at least better than the band's.
It's a new definition to soft shoe.
Soft sheer?
Shoe.
Soft shoe. Hard shoe?
Because they don't have any tapping.
I like this. They are doing tap. They just aren't making any noise.
They just don't have tap shoes on.
Yeah, but those are real tap dances. I tapped for like 15 years.
I know you did.
I can still do it. I have my tap shoes. Aww. Let's call it a day.
I said softshore because it's a kind of tap dance.
Oh, is it? I've never heard that. Shows me I have no knowledge of tap whatsoever, except how to do it. I know the song. Happy feet. I've got those happy feet. Oh, his bum and his feet are dirty.
Well, he does walk in a swamp all the time.
Happy feet. That'd be so great if one, just one person fell down. That would make all this worth it.
It surely would.
He does dance very well. Oh yes. Oh yes. Don't hurt yourself. Oh, Bean Bunny's shadow is so scary.
It's ginormous.
Okay, why did they do this so late at night? It's so weird.
And now, it's so dark out. Ladies and gentlemen, the star of our movie, the one and only Miss Piggy!
Yay! Big finish! Put more clothes on again.
How many times are you going to do a big
finish?
Big finish.
Should do it, make him laugh. What the hell's Gonzo doing over there? Is he jerking?
Oh, hell yeah. It's gonna make it rain on that audience.
Oh, Wizard Tight.
Oh, no one said it.
Yeah, I forgot. What the hell did he just throw at her? Confetti?
I couldn't tell. It looked like maybe, probably.
Sparkles? Why is everyone throwing...
He's got fire.
He's got dynamite. Oh my god! It's on fire! What if her dress catches on fire?
This thing's gonna explode.
What the fuck's going on? She just threw dynamite at Kermit.
Oh, boom!
Yep, they exploded. What the fuck? Why do they have dynamite that was already lit? Beep boop.
Cut. That's a wrap. Great job, everybody.
It's just about brings us down. No one's gonna mention that he just handed her dynamite that was already lit.
He said cut like immediately after it was over.
And cut. Bye.
I wonder if they give Oscars for this sort of movie.
They don't.
Not this one. Oh boy, he didn't even shoot it. Oops.
I'm not watching it again.
One more time. I don't understand why she was handed dynamite still.
I don't know what the hell was happening.
It was very much lit.
Get off the stage so I can
end it. Her hair is so bad. Holy crap. Well, at least we got the whole show. We have to go back to it.
Yeah, at least we got the whole show.
Well, I do miss there being more Muppet stuff. If they did, you know what they should do? They should just replace Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor with the Muppets Laugh Floor.
What are you talking about?
They could do dirty jokes and stuff. It could be like 18 plus. 16.
Okay, so that's what we'll do. We'll just close something down that's for everyone in the Magic Kingdom and make it 16 plus.
Yeah, but how many? Yeah, I guess that place gets crowded. We'll do additional one at night.
I like the monsters.
I've heard the same jokes so many times.
It's going to be the same jokes every time.
It's so, and then the little guy.
If you put the Muppets in there, it'll be the same jokes, but just told by the Muppets every time.
No, it can be like...
I mean, it'll change, but then eventually it will always be the same jokes. They'll never come up with new jokes. Mm-hmm. They don't have that kind of time.
Yeah, I guess so. I'd like something a little more adult-oriented with the Muppets, because the great moments in history is good, but like there's only two versions of it, and I've seen both of them like a zillion times now, because they just go like every, what, half hour, 15 minutes? They're funny, but like once you see it, you've seen it. And then you're just like, oh, that's happening. I do like the song.
Great. How many are there?
In history, but two.
I think I've only seen one.
Declaration of Independence. What was the other one? Oh, Paul Revere.
I don't think I've seen Paul Revere.
I did.
Cool.
Very nice. Anything else about the Muppets?
I don't know.
You were so bored that I was like, oh, well.
I was super bored. It wasn't that entertaining to
me. I never seen it before, so.
Well, I've never seen it before either. You like the Muppets more than I do.
I do. I love the Muppets.
I don't know why.
I want to watch all the Muppets movies, though. I haven't seen like any of them, really.
So. Did you watch the Muppet Show?
No, I want to see all the Muppet Show. I want to see Muppet ABC. Babies,
it,
all of them.
It made a comeback for a little bit.
Oh, you mean the one that we were watching?
When we were...
last year?
No.
Oh.
It made a comeback when we were children, and it was on like ABC.
Oh, yeah.
It was on like TGIF.
Yeah, I never got to see it, I don't think. And I want to see like the old ones too, because I really think they were adult oriented, even if they weren't like, you know, not swearing, but like...
Most comedy has like subtle adult humor in it.
I don't think this was as subtle. I think it was like, if you weren't an adult, you weren't really laughing at it, you know?
Oh, well, that'd be cool to watch.
Not like stupid potty jokes and stuff. Like SpongeBob does a lot of adult humor, but... kids also like it.
Because it's about poop.
Poop.
Poops.
Just about poops. What was I going to say? I forgot. Oh, well. We have a meetup September 29th, September 30th, and October 1st with Mouse Rants Podcast. You can email me at jillian@aywvacations.com to get a quote, or if you want to let me know that you're meeting us there for any of those days, I'll send you the itinerary. We have reservations made, but we can try to squeeze you in. We'll see. What else? We're getting fast passes 60 days out, blah, blah, blah. We have the Epcot shirts available now for the 35th anniversary. We'll be there October 1st for that. So, you know, they created a nice little shirt with the extinct attractions and all that.
They...
You made it, but they had the idea.
It was their idea.
Yeah, Jerry Skids is good at that shit. So my tank top printed today. It's going to come out in a couple weeks. Come here. I already got my shirt, but I got a tank top too. We got our website, whatsthispodcast.com. You can get a quote there. You can buy any of our other t-shirts on TeePublic there. We got, what else?
If you go to the whatsthispodcast.com up in the top right corner, there's a link for a Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can follow
like
us on iTunes,
Facebook.
SoundCloud, and there's a link to our RSS feed as well. You can get a free Disney vacation quote
already
just by filling out. I wasn't paying attention.
I know.
I was trying to set this up.
Someone call this goddamn number, 857-293-1442.
Leave a message.
Leave a message.
Do we have
we'll
any new reviews?
I didn't even check. Leave us a review.
It's very easy to check. I'll bring it up real quick.
Just try that, but I doubt it. Because none of y'all leaving a review. Leave us a review. What else? If you know, just go on our Facebook page, and if you want to like suggest a attraction, I would like that because I hate thinking of them. I have a whole list to go off of, but I just hate picking one because it's too many. So someone just tell us what to do, and then that'll be easier. I like being told what to do instead. What? Any new reviews?
No, I don't think so.
I do not think so either. Nope.
No new ones.
What else is going on? Anything new? Pandora's opening soon.
Just a few days, right?
May 27th it is opening.
Oh, so a few weeks.
Everyone's showing like previews and people already have like ride-throughs of videos and stuff. I'm not watching any of that.
Nope. We're going to keep it fresh. We're going to be surprised the first time we
I'm
go on
I'm not watching
it.
Any videos of Happily Ever After, none of the new shows, none of Rivers of Light, none. All surprise.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, that's enough. I think I'm done with Muppetly High, you know.
Yeah, the Muppets, I don't get up for the Muppets.
Kermit the Frog here. Waka waka.
Yeah, sure. Wait, we had something we wanted to say when we left.
Did we? Yeah. Me.
Do you remember what it was?
Nope.
Was it something to do with the John? Fuck it.
John Wayne?
No, not John Wayne.
Have a nice day, pilgrims.
Ah, pilgrims.
Phenomena.
Evening. Ralph the dog. Sit yourself down.
Kermit the Frog.
Pleased to meet you. I'm no Heifetz, but I get by.
That was very nice.
Oh, hey, broken heart, right?
Was it sure?
Listen, when you've been tickling the ivories as long as I have, you've seen a broken heart for every drop of rain, a shattered dream for every fallen star.
Exactly. She just walked out on me.
Yeah, typical. That's why I live alone.
You do, huh?
You bet. I finish work, I go home, read a book, have a couple of beers, take myself for a walk, and go to bed.
Nice and simple.
Stay away from women. That's my motto.
But I can't.
Neither can I. That's my trouble. You can't live with them. You can't live without them. There's something irresistible-ish about them. We grin and bear it because the nights are long. I hope that something better comes along.
I see what you mean. It's no good complaining and pointless to holler.
If she's a beauty, she'll get under your collar.
She made a monkey out of old King Kong.
I hope that something better comes along. Oh, but what could be better than a saucy Irish setter when puppy love comes on strong? Or a collie that's classy? All that he needs a lassie. A lover and wife gives you a new leash on life.
Was that a new leash on life?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. 2, 3, 4.
I don't mean to scare you, my friend, but I bet you. Come Father's Day, the litter bug's gonna get you.
The urge is righteous, but the face is wrong. I hope that something better comes along.
Still, it's fun when you're fetching and agree to see an etching that you keep at your lily pad. There is no solution, it's part of evolution.
The pitter-patter of souls, the little feet of tadpoles.
Ralph, tadpoles don't have feet.
Oh, sorry about that. 2, 3, 4.
There's no limitation to mixing and matching.
Some get an itching for a critter they've been scratching. A skunk was badgered, the results were strong. I hope that something better,
I hope that something better,
I hope that something better comes along.
Call for Kermit the Frog. You Kermit the Frog?
Yeah.
Phone.
Huh. It's not often you see a guy that green have the blues that bad.